Nowhere are the changes to American security more apparent than with air travel, the vehicle for terrorism on September 11th. The federal government has implemented several security measures for U.S. airports and airlines. Congress is on the verge of approving more changes. NPR's Marianne Akers reports on what's in place and what's in store.
Many changes to airport security are things you notice. National Guard troops with M16 rifles or pistols, uniformed police officers, and more requests to see your identification. Other security measures are not so visible, like the profiling of passengers at the ticket counter or an air marshal riding on your flight. Many of these are recent recommendations of a government task force. Ray Kelly, the previous U.S. Customs Commissioner, served on the panel. He says there is one necessary change that has yet to take place.
The most important recommendation is that airport passenger screening must be placed under the direct control of the federal government. Clearly, it's recognized that the current system, that is where the airlines are responsible for screening, is inadequate.
Federalization of airport screeners is central to congressional debate on airport security. The current private screeners are under intense criticism in the wake of September 11th, although it was legal at the time for passengers to carry knives with blades of 4 inches or less. One firm is under federal scrutiny for hiring convicted felons, illegal immigrants, and incompetent screeners. Just this week, a man in the New Orleans airport walked past security with a loaded handgun. He boarded a flight for Phoenix, it took off, and then he realized he had the gun in his briefcase. The passenger turned his gun over to a flight attendant, according to the FBI. Security experts pushing for federalization say that incident typifies their argument. Doug Laird is a veteran Secret Service agent and the former head of security for Northwest Airlines.
So I think what will happen is the screening responsibility will be taken away from the airlines, and the product will improve by getting the airlines out of the equation.
Laird says the problem for airlines has always been one of cost.
And the airlines having to pay for it becomes a bottom line budget issue, and they've never been willing to step up to the plate and paid to do what has to be done.
But there are plenty of other holes in airport security that the government and airlines are working to plug. One of them is on the tarmac. Rear Admiral Cahill Flynn was head of security for the Federal Aviation Administration under President Clinton. He says his biggest concern is with ramp workers who have behind-the-scenes access to aircraft.
These people are cabin cleaners, fuelers, caterers, baggage and cargo handlers. And there are hundreds of thousands of them in the United States. And many of those occupations have high turnover rates.
The FAA has ordered criminal background checks on ramp workers. The agency is scrambling to send fingerprinting machines to all airports to complete those checks. The FAA is also working to replace the entire checked baggage process with explosive detection systems. These are essentially big CAT scan machines that cost over $1 million each. Only 47 U.S. airports now have them, and the FAA is waiting for more of them to be manufactured. Admiral Flynn, the former FAA security chief, says the government needs to change the entire airport security system, from screening checkpoints inside to the handling of mail that is carried by air.
All of that needs examination in light of the things that we've been learning about the terrorists who are attacking us and who we have to plan for the possibility that they'll continue to attack us over many, many years.
In the meantime, it appears airport security will remain on a wartime footing until Congress and the White House can agree on permanent security measures. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Chicago.